This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked up at the top of the program, I did anyway, about the multitudes in this morning's jobs report, some definite bright spots, but also some that are decidedly bleak. Among them, the number of people who've been out of work for half a year, officially described somewhat antiseptically as the long-term unemployed. A huge percentage. We're talking 40 or so percent of people without jobs in this economy are in that category. As Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Washington, there are increasing worries that these workers are going to take years to recover from this thing, even as the wider economy bounces back more quickly.
For every 10 Americans out of work and looking, 4 are long-term unemployed. And the longer people are away from the workforce, the longer it takes to return, says labor economist Erica Grosjean at Cornell.
Their skills can deteriorate, or at a minimum, not keep up. They will lose contacts with the working world.
And they could face employer discrimination. It's been documented. In many studies, researchers send fake resumes to job sites. And the longer they're supposedly out of work, the harder it is to land an interview. And hiring managers aren't the only people to stigmatize these job hunters, says sociologist Ofer Sharon at the University of Massachusetts.
That stigma is also often held by colleagues, former colleagues, friends, even a spouse, even people close to you.
There's evidence long-term joblessness can even create economic pain for a person's children, say their level of education, according to economist Austin Nichols at Abt Associates, a research firm. One way to mitigate this, he says, is policy, like the COVID relief bill Congress is discussing to give direct aid to the unemployed.
To the extent that it gets the economy jump-started, it will also get people back to work more quickly. So a bigger relief package could mitigate a lot of those long-term consequences.
Another potential source of relief is employers. At the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, Stephen Woodbury says if the pandemic subsides, businesses could bounce back quickly.
And when those open back up, people may start getting reemployed. And so the outlook for the long-term unemployed may not be as bad as usual.
Given this is not a usual recession. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.